Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the STEM-Powered Women Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany A.J. Maricki, the founder of Sisters in STEM. If you're new to our audience and don't really know who we are, Sisters in STEM is a multimedia platform aimed toward empowering women of color in their daily lives and their passion for science, technology, engineering, and math. I created this podcast to showcase empowered women, STEM-powered women. Over the past year, we've had sisters share their stories and advice on our blog for sistersinstem.org. But let's be honest, y'all know y'all weren't really reading the articles. These ladies have been dropping gems, changing lives, and yet only our avid readers have been able to truly benefit from it. That's why I wanted to create a new way to connect with our audience and relay this valuable information. We tend to retain things better when it's coming from someone who looks like us, sounds like us, and can relate to our experiences. We have to tell our stories. We're great storytellers. And who else better to share it than those who've gone through it? We don't need to sit back and wait for someone else to tell us how marginalized women of color are, how hard we have it in the workplace, or how few of us are pursuing STEM careers. We know it. We are living it each and every day. And it's time for us to control our narrative. In our very first episode, I'm gonna give you a rundown of what you can expect from the show, what Sisters in STEM is, and who I am, because I'm sure you're like, okay, who the heck is this girl? Why should I listen to this show? I'll let you know, sis. And if you stick around long enough, you just might get a little treat. So let's get to it. Alrighty, folks. First things first, who am I? That's a good question. I am Brittany Alexandria Joy Maricki. I am a young 20-something trying to find her way in the world. I graduated with my mechanical engineering degree, bachelor's, from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign in 2016 after spending 5 long years there, which went by very quickly, if you ask me, which is interesting because college may have felt so long, but these past 3 years have gone by in a snap. I think it's because we have to cram so much information into such a short period of time that it made it feel longer. Every semester, learning something new, then spending each summer at a new internship, it was nonstop work toward a major goal. All I wanted was for it to be over and for that degree to be in my hand. Well, I got what I wanted, and it definitely was not easy. It took many late nights, many tears shed, happy times, sad times, confused times, and some unforgettable moments. I finally walked across that stage, and of course, I was the only Black woman graduating in mechanical engineering that year. I walked from across that stage and into the front door of my first job. And once again, I was the only Black woman. Not only was I the only Black woman, but I was the only person of color in sight. Crazy, right? Obviously, I was no stranger to being the only one, but this time it felt different. There was no Nesby office to run back to and do my work amongst friends. It was just me, there, working during the day and going home at night, seeing friends occasionally, but that's it. I felt alone. No one to relate to the craziness I was seeing on the job or my perspective on the projects I had. Of course, I tried telling my family and they tried to give their feedback, but I still felt like, y'all don't really understand. It was experiences like this that really pushed me to go for the rebirth and the rebranding of Sisters in STEM. Now, I say rebirth because SIS actually got started during my senior year of college. It was an idea I had for a one-time event that would bring together the women of color in STEM on campus. I pitched it to the Nesby exec board and a few other minority orgs, and we made it happen. Now, I know I keep saying Nesby, and if you're not an engineer, you're probably wondering, what the heck is she saying? Nesby is the National Society of Black Engineers. It was a pivotal part of my college experience, and I would not have had it any other way. If you are a young engineer or a professional engineer, I highly, 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 highly encourage you to get involved with them. All right, that's my PSA. That is not sponsored. I am just promoting them because thank you. Thank you, Nesby. You'll hear me talk about them a few times during this show. Okay, back to the story. After we had the event, everyone loved it so much that they suggested that we start an organization. I was the first president, and then we hosted a few events throughout the school year, from group discussions to study tables, and we even had a luncheon where we brought in a few women of color that were professionally working in STEM. And it turned out amazing. I loved it so much, the impact that we were able to make, the people we were able to connect with. But after I graduated, I noticed that things started to slowly die down. I mean, the people who were in the org when we first started it, they were still keeping it running. But, you know, I could tell that it wasn't growing. It was just dying down. More people were graduating. And the memory of Sisters in STEM was going with it. I still had all of these ideas flowing through my head as to how SIS could really make an impact. And I'm not talking about just on one campus. I wanted it to be everywhere, to reach people all over. But I was just sitting on it. I wasn't taking action. I was thinking in my head, okay, I'm working full time. Let me let those girls, you know, do what they have to do. And maybe we can somehow come together. But it was still burning inside of me. I still felt that fire deep within me. All right, we need to get this on and popping again, and in a much, much bigger way. So I got straight to the grind. I taught myself a little bit of CSS and HTML to customize the website. I worked with a designer to make a professional logo. I started writing a few articles and pitching to people to get them to write for the blog. And of course, the next step would be launch it, right? No. Me, my self-doubting self, just sat on it and wanted every single thing to be perfect before I can even release it to the world. And then my sister gave me this amazing quote that I am going to share with you all, because it helped thrust me into the next steps that I needed to take. After reading this quote, I realized that everything that I was doing was for a reason, and it required action on my part and to release it into the world in order to see the fruits of my labor. This quote is by Maddie James. She is a blogger and podcaster, and my sister received this little gem in her email inbox one day and decided to type it out, print it out, and give it to me so I can post it on my wall. It says, "Becoming a better version of yourself is inconvenient, which usually means early mornings and late nights. It requires hard work when you don't feel like working. It means doing things you've never done before and not knowing if it's the right thing. It also means doing things that most people aren't willing to do. Miss out on social, guaranteed to be fun events. Save or invest, usually a large sum of, money, and or be radically disciplined for a long period of time. But to reach your goals, your focus requires temporary inconvenience to achieve permanent results. This year, inconvenience yourself daily to become who you've wanted to be all your life." Don't that sound good? Don't that just make you want to get up and do something? That's how I felt. And it pushed me forward. And now we have sistersinstem.org. Lovely, right? And I was able to make sure that we got our socials on and popping. That is the Sisters in STEM. Make sure you follow us on all of those platforms, because it took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of determination. And I'm glad that it was able to come together. Now, let's fast forward a little bit. Sisters in STEM is up and running. I've been working and out of school for, let's say, about 2 years and some change, 2.5 years. And my 25th birthday is approaching. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, damn, how did I get here? When did this happen? Okay, Am I halfway to 30? Okay. All right. I start looking around my job, looking at the old people who've been there, you know, working, stamping plans for who knows how many years. The other people who, you know, seem happy. Some of the people who don't seem happy. And I'm just like, okay, what am I doing? What do I want for my career, for my life? What direction am I going in right now? And don't let someone actually ask that question to me, because then I go into a full mental breakdown. And then I realized I'm having a quarter life crisis. What in the world is happening? Why am I having a quarter life crisis? This isn't, I thought I coined this term. I thought I was doing something. But no, you can actually Google it and they have a definition. Their definition is, a quarter life crisis is a crisis involving anxiety over the direction or quality of one's life, which is most commonly experienced in a period ranging from a person's 20s up to their mid-30s. Although it can begin as early as 18. Is this you? That was me. I was having some issues, hon. I was trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing? I don't know what to do right now. I cannot breathe. I need some help. Somebody help me. Started trying to Marie Kondo all the people out of my life. Like literally asking, are you bringing joy to my life? Have you watched that tidying up show with the Japanese lady on Netflix? I actually haven't fully gotten through the whole thing, but I got the gist. And I started trying to get all of the things wrapped up and fully understand the direction and the path I wanted to take, not only my life, but my career and Sisters in STEM, and tried to tie it all up into one big, pretty, pretty bow in just one moment before my 25th birthday. That didn't happen. Those feelings trickled on over. 2 months later, 6 months later. Now I'm almost at 26. I'm still trying to figure out, okay, what am I doing? We got to figure this out. And that is when I got the idea for the podcast. I wanted to interview some women who have both gone through it and women who are at similar stages. Women who are able, who are empowered in what they're doing and can share empowerment with the rest of us. Women who aren't hemming and hawing like I was. Because as I have said many a times to my guests, you are giving motivation to our listeners, but you are also motivating me. I enjoy hearing these words of encouragement from people. It inspires me. Because you know those moments where you hear people who have got their stuff together and you're just like, wait, that's what you're doing? Oh, I need to do this better. Okay. I am taking notes. And I had had many of those moments during this show. It is an eye-opening experience. Being able to hear the different paths that you can take your career, hearing the encouraging words from different people, hearing the paths that they have taken, it kind of gives you a little bit of clarity on what you need to do. And I wanted to provide that outlet for all of you. Not just something that I can, you know, go sit in a coffee shop and talk to one woman and, you know, get myself motivated, but share something with all of you to get you motivated, not just for 1 second at a time, but just motivated to go out there and do more. Go out there and feel encouraged in what you're already doing, not even feeling that what you're doing is anything less than what someone else is doing. You are on the right track. I know that I'm on the right track. Even though I have my moments of doubt, but that's just me. I just be in my head. You've got this, sis. And this show is going to reaffirm you in everything that you are doing. You're going to learn a little something, something. Because I'm an inquisitive person. So every time I've had a guest, ooh, especially the doctors, I ask all the questions under the sun. Whatever comes to mind, I make sure that I get it out there so that way you can be informed as well. Of course, I am targeting my sisters. I want you all to get empowered, my sisters in STEM. But this show is for everyone, no matter what age you are, what level you are in your career. If you feel like you're already standing your ground and you know what you're doing, come and listen in just so you can hear what other sisters got going on. Because we're sharing our stories. It's important to hear from one another. That's why this show is here, to give us a platform to hear from one another. Share with the fellas too. Yes, I am targeting my sisters, but the fellas can learn a little something too. They always can learn something from us. I hope you love this show just as much as I loved making it. I enjoyed being able to connect with so many different women from all over. I have some women who are in Chicago. When I connect with women in Chicago, I try to make sure I always record a video so you can visually see what we look like. That yes, I am your sis. I look just like you. I do my hair the same way you do. And you can catch those on our YouTube channel, along with all of the other episodes of the podcast as well. We're available on your favorite podcast app, whatever it may be, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Google. Now, just like when it came to launching the blog, I was very hesitant with launching the podcast as well. I already told you, I doubt myself. I need every single thing to be perfect. But going back to the quote, and what others have been mentoring me and telling me to do is to just have that courage to put it out here, because nothing's going to happen if I got all these episodes just sitting here in my computer. I am releasing it, but I want you to keep in mind, I am a beginner. I have edited these episodes myself. I have recorded and done everything on my own. I guess I'm an independent woman. I don't know why I don't outsource most of what I do, but I love the process. It's intriguing to me. And I think when I put in the hard work, it makes it feel more validated that it was necessary to get it to you. So be patient with me. I am new to podcasting. So if some of the audio don't sound right, don't go cutting me up in the comments, please. Be nice. Be nice. Just give me some positive feedback. You can send me an email. Okay. Now, since you have held on for this long, I am going to let you know what your treat is. I am going to give you a 20% discount in the Sisters in STEM store. Yes, that is correct. We have a store. And if you have not checked it out just yet, you need to check it out now. I have shirts on there that have our logo, some slogans, and stickers as well. I want you to take advantage of this discount because I appreciate you for tuning in, subscribing, and supporting Sisters in STEM. Please use the code STEMPOWER20 at checkout. It's spelled just the same way it's spelled in the title of the show. STEMPOWERED20. Take advantage of using the discount in the store. It is sistersinstem.org/shop. And plus, we ain't have any sponsors for this show just yet, so I need you to support it. I'm just gonna keep it real. So please share the word, spread the word, tell your friend, tell your mama, tell your sisters, tell them all to come check out this show. Come support us. Come buy from our shop. You'll love the shirts. I do not skimp on anything because I designed them myself as well. I make sure I don't cut any corners on anything. So make sure you guys check it out because I know you will love it. Alrighty, folks. That is a wrap. I'm looking forward to you hearing our very first interview episode. I'll pop in every now and again with another solo episode, but you'll mostly hear from me when I'm interviewing another lovely lady. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app, whether it may be Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Play Music, because you won't want to miss a single thing we have in store for you. Visit sistersinstem.org for more stories and advice from your sisters, and use the code STEMPOWER20 at sistersinstem.org/shop. Follow us on social media at The Sisters in STEM, and you can also find me at Brittany A. Joy on Instagram. Remember, sis, you are an empowered woman, a STEM-powered woman. You've got this. I'll see you on the next one. Bye.